Oliver Papunge, the Cam River Fighting Walleye are back in the win column and alone atop the SIJHL standings. 2 days after their 8-game winning streak was doused by the Thunder Bay North Stars, the Fighting Walleye took over sole possession of top spot in the Superior International Junior Hockey League, downing the Red Lake Miners 6-2 at the Norwest Arena. The two teams were tied entering play on Friday night. Six different scorers lit the lamp for the Fighting Walleye, the 1st of March 11, starting with Colin Wiseman and Carson Gorst, who staked the home side to a 2-0 lead after 20 minutes. Mackenzie Sedgwick, on a penalty shot, and Karasi Reich doubled the lead to 4-0 after 40 minutes. Ethan Lang added to the Fighting Walleye advantage 6:47 into the third before Noah Cramps and Carter Albrecht solved Austin Madge to cut the Miners' deficit to 5-2. Calvin Morrow, with his first of the season, scored with 50 seconds to go to round out the scoring for the Fighting Walleye. Red Lake, the 1st of March 10, is in second, tied with Thunder Bay with 21 points, but with 4 games in hand. Thief River falls 6, Thunder Bay 5, OT. The Norskies scored 3 goals in the final 2:03 of regulation to send the game to overtime, and Scott Bugarin notched his 6th of the season at the 1:04 mark of the extra frame to deliver the win for the Norskies, 3-6-0. Thunder Bay led 5-2 when RJ Dickey scored. Aaron Birchinger and J.J. Martin followed with goals at 18:46 and 19:55 respectively, to tie it. It was Bugarin's second of the night. Anthony Kazenko had a pair for Thunder Bay, the 1st of July 10. Dryden 9, Wisconsin 0. Jordan Belly made 19 saves to pick up the shutout, and Tyler Earle and Andre Bardos each had 2 goals and an assist to lead the Ice Dogs to the lopsided win. Kyler Loden surrendered 4 goals in 28-34, before being replaced by Charles Beeler midway through the contest.